Learning that Australian authorities now say ISIS was definitely behind a sophisticated plot to blow up a passenger plane using a homemade bomb. Police saying an Australian man sent his unsuspecting brother to catch a flight at the Sydney airport carrying a homemade bomb disguised as a meat grinder. Police say the bomb was built at the direction of a senior ISIS commander using high-grade military explosives that had been sent by air cargo from Turkey. Police believe the suspect's brother had no idea there was a bomb in his luggage. That bomb was supposed to go off during a flight on July 15th, but never made it past airport security. President Trump today starts what's being called a 17-day working vacation at his golf club resort in New Jersey.
This will be Donald Trump's longest stay by far at his golf course resort. 2.5 weeks of working vacation as renovations are made at the White House.
That's Scott Pringle, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Health officials warning that more teenage girls are committing suicide these days. According to the latest data from the CDC, the suicide rate hit a 40-year high for them in 2015. The percentage of teen girls killing themselves doubling between 2007 and 2015. It rose 30% for boys. CDC experts say it seems to be part of a growing national trend. Toyota says new Corollas for American drivers will be built in the U.S. and not in Mexico, as the Japanese auto giant is expected to make an announcement later today that Toyota and Mazda will be building a new assembly plant in the U.S. USA Today reporting the $1.6 billion plant would generate about 4,000 new jobs. There's an island apparently made of nothing but plastic garbage, and it's the size of Texas off the coast of Chile. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
ResearchGate reports the trash island isn't made up of tossed six-pack soda rings or plastic bags, but plastic particles caught in circulating ocean currents. Researcher Charles Moore says a few large items were recovered, including a buoy and some fishing gear, but most of the plastic is smaller than grains of rice. One pollution researcher says microplastics are difficult to clean up because of their size.
And Harvard University says for the first time in the Ivy League school's 300-year history, minorities will be the majority in the incoming freshman class. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
The weather forecast for the Hunterton County area begins today with isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then isolated showers between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Mostly sunny skies and a high near 88. South winds will be between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, isolated showers before 3 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 69. South winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80. Westerly winds will be between 5 and 13 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday night, mostly clear skies and a low around 55. Westerly winds will be between 5 and 9 miles per hour. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 80. Westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. On Sunday evening, scattered showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 62, and the chance of precipitation will be 40%. Monday, you start your work week with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 76, and the chance of precipitation is 70%, going into the evening with scattered showers and thunderstorms and cloudy skies around 64 degrees, with the chance of precipitation at 50%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. Proud to be Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, a 48-year-old institution here in Hunterdon County, doing incredible work, not just through its own operations, but in collaboration with other organizations and businesses in our county. And we're going to talk about that today because we've got quite a few things to celebrate about those connections. And I'm going to give a shout out to some of you. So stay tuned and listen in. Hunterdon Helpline, of course, your first call for help. It's First Assist Helpline / hotline, depending upon the emergent need, is there for you 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And what does that mean? Well, it means that the helpline staff is always available for whatever you are challenged with at whatever time of day, evening, morning. It doesn't really matter. We go 24/7, as I said. We have the ability to go remotely wherever we are, if in case we have a disaster and we lose electricity or what have you, we have that covered as well. So, you know what? There's no excuse for getting help for your problem. You need to call Helpline at 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. A little history behind us, in case you're not familiar with Hunterdon Helpline. In the 48 years we've been serving not just Hunterdon County, but Somerset as well, is we started out as a teen hotline 48 years ago, offering anonymity to teenagers calling in for whatever challenge that they had. An incredible cutting-edge opportunity and service for teens at that time, and it was so successful that we just opened it up to the general public. It's been extremely successful ever since, obviously sustaining itself for 48 years in hard times, in good times, in scarce times. When it comes to funding, we've never missed a beat, never missed a moment, never missed a second of answering that call. So It's with that in mind that I'm going to explain to you how we help people. Because as sort of this umbrella for Hunterdon County, we have to know what the other organizations have available for different challenges that might befall our residents. And that's in addition to some of our own programs and services, which have been added on through the years. So first and foremost, our first call for help, first assist, again, 24/7, is to discern what the problem is when a person calls in. We do case management, essentially, do an intake, try to figure out what the emergent need is, and that's often what the client is calling about. But if you have that emergent need, what led up to that? Are you unemployed, underemployed, that you couldn't pay your utility bill, or that suddenly you find that your house is being foreclosed upon? We don't want to just say, okay, here's a phone number, call them and maybe they can help you. We want to know how we can not just eradicate the immediate need, but make sure that in the future it doesn't rear its ugly head again. And so it is our job to know not just what we can do for you, but what the other organizations in the county offer in terms of programs and services, whether it be Family Promise, whether it be Fisherman's Mark, whether it be the Family Success Center, whether it be social services in the county. We want to be able to give you that holistic solution to your problem and not just, here, try this and get back to us if it doesn't work. So we really try to talk with you, figure it out, and then we have a database of about 1,500 programs and services at our fingertips to be able to direct you to the right place. Oftentimes, we give the phone number and say you want to speak with this person or that person about this particular program, or we transfer you directly so that we can, in fact, know that you're in good hands, or we collaborate with the other organizations with your permission and say, how can we provide wraparound services for this individual so that they can meet their challenge but also sustain themselves for the future? And a lot of that is really not just giving the momentary assistance, not just giving the fish, but offering instructions on how to fish, if you will. Once someone calls us, a lot of times they become more empowered to navigate the system themselves and understand where they should go if they're cruising the internet. But oftentimes it's an emotional situation. And when it's an emotional situation, it helps so much to be able to talk to someone who cares, who's compassionate, and who, needless to say, has the answers. Does it always work? No. Again, we are a nonprofit. Sometimes funding is scarce. The organizations that we collaborate with also are reliant upon funding. And sometimes we have to tell someone that, oh, there's a program that you might be eligible for, that's wonderful. Unfortunately, there is no funding for it at the moment, but we think that in, say, 2 months, they will be back on their feet with a new grant, and so let's keep them in mind for the future. It's really a complicated situation. The human condition is not easygoing at various times in our lives, and this is really an emphasis on that. When I talk about the various ways to address a problem, we are talking about human beings, we're talking about organizations that truly have their own challenges. So getting that right mix, connecting people, and making sure that particularly the emergency is taken care of is where we begin. We're going to talk more about Hunterdon Helpline and how all of this works for those in need, coming right back to you after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And talking about the 48-year-old history of Hunterdon Helpline and how we actually help people 24/7. So we talked about the calls that come in and how we discern what the issues are, and also a little bit about the collaboration with the other organizations in the area. Again, it's our job to know what they do, when they have funding, is it appropriate for the particular person who is calling us for assistance. In addition to that, what we've done is try to fill in the gaps. I talk about this on the air quite often, particularly in terms of duplication. Filling in the gaps is not duplication, and we have a lot of different programs and services that one might say, well, another organization does that. And they might do program with the same goal in mind, but the way they go about it is different. And I'll use our literacy services as an example. We provide literacy services for people to learn English, whether they are native English speakers or whether they their first language is other than English. And we do it very differently than anyone else in the county. It's a one-on-one program. Our tutors are trained. They're certified through us. They have to go through a rigorous 5-week program to receive that certification, attend in services, be matched with someone, etc., so that we know that they are following the program that we provide. Our program, again, is very, very different from other organizations providing similar services. And so there's where we fill in the gap. For instance, we're part of a consortium with the Educational Services Commission, who provides in-classroom instruction. We don't do in classroom instruction because, again, our clients might not be able to fit into the schedule of such a sort of brick-and-mortar situation that's at one place at one time and one day during the week. What we do is match our students with a tutor that meets them where they're at, location-wise, day, time. Doesn't matter if it's 8 in the morning or 8 o'clock at night, because we want to eliminate the barriers that people have for education. And if you're working 9 to 5, well, then you can't meet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's how we provide services. Again, other organizations provide English instruction, but we do it a little bit differently. So if you look at the array of the organizations, they're doing it, and they're doing it according to their own expertise. Could they provide the same program that we do under their auspices? No. They're not trained to do that. They don't have the same types of materials, etc. I mean, it would take quite a bit for them to integrate a program such as ours, as it would for us to integrate a 3 o'clock classroom environment for learning. So, again, going back to Helpline, when we look at what we offer our clients, we're looking at how many organizations need to be part of this village to help, what kind of programs and services, and when we look at Helpline, are we providing all the opportunities that we can? And so, again, that's where we say, there's a gap here. Let's go ahead and see if we can provide the program that fills in that gap. The other thing we do in terms of the collaboration is when we do an intake with a client and we're trying to refer them, we have really incredible relationships with the organizations that we are linking the client to. And so with the client's permission, we also talk about what we can do in addition to what we've already linked them to. How can we make it easy for them to get the help they need if they have a barrier, if they need childcare in order to get to a program, if transportation is an issue, all of those things. And we work very extensively and intensely and in-depth with the other organizations when we try to collaborate over a particular client. The other thing that we do is we provide services where our collaboration is very much consistent collaboration, not just, gee, how is that client doing? What else can we do for them? Case in point, we have a work connectivity program where we match our Hunterdon County clients with Hunterdon County employers. It's been very good, very far-reaching in terms of the clients. We've had great success. We had someone who is in her 60s and was just beating her head against the wall in terms of trying to get a job. And we were successful in helping her do that, because our relationship with the employers is such that they rely on us to do the pre-vetting, et cetera, make sure that the person that we send to them really fits the position, et cetera. And so we sort of have that little toe in the door in order to serve our clients who might not have that opportunity otherwise. Well, that's a great program. It works by itself. But what we have done is collaborate or partner, however you want to term that, with Fisherman's Mark and with Norwest Cahaps Career Life and Transition Center, as well as HART with their transportation coaching program. And why is that? Because instead of just me getting on the phone and saying to Tara Shepherd, who runs HART, hey, I need to speak with Kathy because she's doing the transportation coaching and I think my client needs that. What we do is meet together, we interview the clients mostly together, And we have a very robust intake where we put in the data, the information, etc., so that we can call that up at any given time and help the clients when the individual organization, such as Helpline or Fisherman's Mark, is working with them. We don't have to stop, give a call, a shout out to Ronnie at Fisherman's Mark. We can just go ahead and say, there's all the information at our fingertips. I know what Fisherman's Mark is doing with this particular client. I know what the Career Life and Transitions Center is doing with this particular client. And so we're much more efficient and we're much more robust in terms of providing opportunity for that client. The other wonderful thing about that is that we are still referring out to other organizations who are not part of this collaborative, if you will, that we call For Work. We can still refer them to additional services and programs that are out in the community. So we've gone from a 24/7 helpline to our own programs and services to now being part of a larger collaborative to make sure that no stone is unturned, that if we're providing employment for a person, that the For Work program covers all the challenges that unfortunately a person faces oftentimes when looking for a job. So it's really a almost like a trajectory, if you will, of how do we better help people in our community. And I'm just very proud of those associations. I'm also proud of the businesses. We always think in terms of social services as being nonprofit. But we have a wide variety of businesses who jump on this bandwagon. And I want to point out to many of the businesses who are part of our Work Connectivity program, they are committed to helping people in Hunterdon County, specifically providing them with jobs as opposed to somebody from another county. And through this Work Connectivity program, they're really on board with economic development in our county, because we can talk about economic development all we want, but if we don't have a workforce to accommodate the businesses that are coming in, we're not going to be successful. Very simple. So many businesses in our community help out in very different ways, whether they're part of a very specific program, providing job coaching, providing work connectivity assistance with actual positions for people, or whether they're sponsoring various fundraising events for the nonprofits, because we cannot run on goodwill alone. Oftentimes, when we get together the various employees of the local nonprofits, the biggest thing is, we're running on empty and we want to do good work. But like any business, it does require a budget. It does require funds to accommodate those operations. So when a business steps up and sponsors an event like we just had, Salsa Night, that provides us with funds to carry on, to continue to do the services and the programs that are so essential to our community. So for-profits help out just as much, if you will, as the nonprofits. Someone has to fund us. Someone has to provide volunteers. Many of our businesses also encourage their employees to provide volunteers. And again, something that helps all the nonprofits with operating funds, because our operating funds are reduced by the number of volunteers we have. It's a sort of an in-kind budget that keeps us going. So a big shout out to the Hunterdon County businesses, and we're going to talk about a few of them in the next segment after this break, who have truly supported Hunterdon Helpline and the things that we do. I'll see you back in a moment or two.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Russia story is a total fabrication.
And at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night, President Trump goes on to say,
it's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it.
But this morning, reports are subpoenas are being issued in the probe into Russian meddling in the election. A report from Reuters saying grand jury subpoenas have been issued in the investigation of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer last year. The government says the U.S. economy added 209,000 new jobs last month, well above what the analysts were predicting, 178,000. But it was down from the 222,000 jobs created in June. The nation's jobless rate down 0.1% to 4.3%, the lowest jobless rate in 16 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
And the weather for today, isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then isolated showers between 2 and 3 p.m. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 88, south winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Isolated showers before 3 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. this evening. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 a.m., increasing clouds, a low around 69, and south winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., cloudy skies, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80. Westerly winds will be between 5 and 13 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low around 55, and west winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, and a high near 80, with westerly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Leading into Sunday night, with scattered showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and the low around 62. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms once again, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 a.m. Cloudy skies, a high near 76 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Going into the evening, again with scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, and a low around 64. The chance of precipitation Monday evening is 50%. And you are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show Friday mornings between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio. It's been a wonderful ride since its inception, and we're always grateful to the Chamber for starting this. I'm very, very pleased with our listenership, I guess you would call it, and glad to be getting the information out there, not just about Hunterdon Helpline, but those hands across Hunterdon. That's what it's all about. Who's doing what? Who's paying it forward, giving it back, making a difference in our community? And we talked a little bit about the history of Hunterdon Helpline and the fact that Hunterdon Helpline, as well as the other nonprofits, we don't We don't work by ourselves. We are in tandem with the businesses of our community and very grateful for their assistance, whether it be a grant, whether it be a donation, whether it be volunteerism from their employees. So very grateful for their support of our programs and services. And I want to definitely give a shout out to illustrate how this works, because we just had a fantastic salsa night, an absolutely fantastic salsa night, and it is one of our biggest fundraisers this year. A huge shout out to those businesses who supported us, but also to the borough of Flemington that has been very supportive, as well as the Flemington Community Partnership that became a sponsor for the event this year, and we were extremely happy about that, needless to say. We cannot put these wonderful events that are a win-win for everyone without community support, and we're happy to do something like Salsa Night because not only is it a great fundraiser for us, it is truly a win-win for the borough of Flemington, the businesses in Flemington, the Hunterdon County, to show it as a great place to come and visit. You really can't get better than that as far as I'm concerned. So truly, we appreciate the borough for standing behind this event in more ways than one. A very incredible shout out to the police department keeping us safe, Flemington Raritan Emergency Services, OEM, from the county for allowing us to have the bands up on the stage of, if you will, we transform the historic county courthouse into a stage every year. And again, it takes a village. Everybody is doing their thing and to help it. And again, in support of us, Hunterdon Helpline, and the work that we do. And that is incredibly important to us. So I promised you a shout out to the businesses as well. And if you've been to Salsa Night, you know that one business in particular, very, very important to us, is, of course, ShopRite of Flemington. They have supported this event for years, even before, 5 years ago when Hunterdon Helpline took it over. Amazing. Absolutely amazing what they have done to support this event, to help keep it going. Before we took over Hunterdon Hispanos, they just were always there. And when Hunterdon Hispanos couldn't do it anymore, there was a lull for a few years. Well, didn't deter ShopRite of Hunterdon in the least. I mean, and I'm not just talking about the organization. I'm talking about staff. I'm talking about the staff that comes with their excitement and their energy, and it's just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. We had a new sponsor this year for the entertainment role, if you will, and that was Unilever and Knorr Products. And that was just incredible to know that a corporation the size of Unilever was backing a local nonprofit in a non-metropolitan area such as Hunterdon County. And that's amazing. That truly is something that I look forward to in the future. Maybe it will help engage more corporations to get behind not just Hunterdon Helpline, but the rest of the nonprofits in the area, recognizing the good work that we all do. So that was great. We had, again, Flemington Car and Truck. Shout out to them, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Unity Bank, again, Hunterdon Healthcare. We had, as I mentioned before, the Flemington Community Partnership as a sponsor, and PSI Shout. They are now going full-blown as Shout. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It just, you know, this list is, to me, so important in terms of telling the story of a nonprofit in Hunterdon County and how the organizations, the businesses just wrap themselves around this good cause and the work that we do. So we're very, very pleased with the sponsorships. And again, to connect it to what I was saying before, nonprofits, again, need the help of businesses. We cannot exist, whether we're talking about social services or economic development, it's interwoven. It is definitely interwoven. When we talk about economic development, which of course helps the businesses in our county, we have to talk about the workforce. If the workforce is not healthy, then economic development is not going to be successful. If the workforce is healthy, then again, we're going to have a vibrant, vital area that attracts people and attracts businesses and attracts people who will work here, play here, and truly illustrate to others that it's a place to come. It's a destination for sure. So we're very grateful that we had so much support at Sol's tonight. Just a little aside, and definitely go on our Facebook page to see some of the pictures. It was the most successful. I have finally acquiesced with my folks at Department of Public Works, who have said we reached the 6,000 attendee mark, and that is absolutely true, because it was just packed all day, 4 to 10, and more vendors. Oh my gosh, from Mine to Kapner, more food. The businesses on Main Street were thriving. Again, a win-win for everyone. And I thank not just the people who sponsored, not just the businesses who attended, but the people who showed up, came to dance to our wonderful music provided by Swing Combo and Son del Pueblo. Take dance lessons from our great Elvis Ruiz from Alma Montuno Dance Studio. Just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Shout out to Eddie Rusibango with the Rwandan Youth of Hunterdon County, who just astonished us all with their wonderful dancing. It was just an absolutely incredible evening that people are still talking about, and I thank you all for coming out and attending. So we've been in existence for 48 years, and something like a salsa night that brings everybody together is amazing, and obviously supports the programs and services of Hunterdon County and supports our Hunterdon Hispanos division. Going back again to the folks that participated, we had nonprofits also there. You know, 6,000 people are walking through, and we need to tell everybody what we do. We need to show them the work that we do, ask them to support the work that we do. So I was very pleased with the turnout from the nonprofit community as well in terms of being a vendor there. And if you want to know more about them, always visit givehunterdon.org and you will learn more about the nonprofits in our area and what they do and what kind of assistance they need, whether it's monetary, material, or otherwise. Come on back, because I've got, after these commercial breaks, something else that we want to tell you about that's an opportunity for everybody.
D Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. We've been talking about the history of Hunterdon Helpline, the work that we do. We want to also remind you that we help Somerset and Hunterdon County social services after hours. I say that because we have definitely emergent needs from some of our clients who are looking for shelter, and particularly in this heat. So anyone needing any assistance during this time, again, 24/7, all they have to do is give a call, 908-782-4357. Or 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630. We get many calls for shelter during the wintertime, of course. But let's not forget the summertime when that heat index hits 90 degrees. Nobody wants to be out in that. And if social services is closed, the client only has to call Helpline, and hopefully we'll be able to provide them with emergent shelter. It's a fascinating opportunity for people who work at Helpline. I think the rewards are great. I started out as a volunteer, ended up as director of volunteer programs, and now executive director. And I have never been employed by an organization that has given me as many rewards as working with Hunterdon Helpline. Again, as I said earlier, you know, it's a great thing to help people, but the collaboration with the other organizations has also been rewarding, and I really appreciate my colleagues out there who are committed to helping people with various different challenges, whether it's family needs, physical or mental health resources, employment resources, emergency shelter, as we just talked about. It really, it's a complicated thing to be a human being at any given moment in your lifetime. Anything can befall you, and it's easy to think that no one's out there to help, but we are. So again, 908-782-4357 is not just help from Hunterdon Helpline, but your portal to other organizational assistance as well. If you've been listening and you want to support what we do, I've got an easy way that gives back to you, not just to our clients and not just to Helpline. And that's our new Hunterdon and Helpline community discount card. It offers discounts from 12 different restaurants, food services, and it is good for a year, and it's something that just keeps on giving. The discounts that are offered by the various restaurants are not just a one-time thing, can be used over and over and over again. I welcome you to our Facebook page where you will see me going around the county in a very similar Where's Waldo type of situation to show you where that restaurant card has popped up in terms of my accessing these different restaurants. I have only accessed 5 of the 12 so far. I'm going to another one this afternoon. I can't wait, with Lawrence Brooks from Hunterdon Youth Services, another great colleague doing great work in our community. And you will see the various photos on our Facebook page for Hunterdon Helpline, but only 5 I've been to so far, and I've already recouped $17 of the $20 that the card costs. That's right. That's right. I'm going to give a little commercial here. Our restaurant card is only $20, and you will definitely recoup the cost before you know it, and it'll still keep giving you discount after discount. Who are the wonderful businesses who agree to be part of this wonderful fundraiser for Helpline? Clinton House. Wow. Thank you, Clinton House. Tuscany Grill. Panthieri's. Clinton Bagel Company. Capuana's. Is this amazing? Fridays, right here in Flemington. IHOP, Pambies, Riley and Jake's. Went to them recently before I had the card. actually, it was for the Belmont. I watched the Belmont there, and they were very nice to put that on for me and my gang. Manja Benny's, Amo Valley Diner, and Rita's. And so look at how eclectic the grouping is here. So whether you're going out for ice cream or whether you're going out for an elegant meal, you've got choices here. And like I said, for only $20, you will get a discount at every one of those places. And you will be supporting Hunterdon Helpline. So there's a win-win for you, right? Can't get better than that. If you purchase this card, you are helping us provide assistance to people who are in need, and you're also reducing your bill at these restaurants. So, and these restaurants also, let's make sure that we thank them by going to their establishment, because it's just really a nice thing for them to take a percentage off or a dollar amount off, or give a free appetizer or what have you. They don't have to do that, but they know how important it is to an organization such as Hunterdon Helpline to have their support. So if you're sitting at your desk and you're able to, without getting into trouble, go to the Hunterdon Helpline Facebook page. You can see us enjoying our card at various places. Again, Clinton House, Tuscany Grill, Panthieri's, Clinton Bagel Company, Capuana's, Fridays, IHOP, Pambies, Riley and Jake's, Manja Benny's, Amel Valley Diner, and Rita's. And what I like about the card as well, it really doesn't matter where you live. You don't have to live in the heart of Flemington in order to make good use of this card. So how do you get it? Call Hunterdon Helpline, 908-782-4357. We have people all over the place who are selling these cards and hopefully can make it convenient for you to get one. You, of course, can come to the office of Hunterdon Helpline. So give us a call and find out how you can get one of these cards. Again, 908-782-4357. Like I said, there are 12 cards, 12 restaurants on this card, 12. So far, I've just gone to 5. I still have to go to 7. And I've already recouped about $17 of the $20 that I spent on this card. So you can't get better than that. It just, what do they say? It's the gift that keeps on giving. And that's another thing. Say somebody's birthday's coming up. Say you've got a thank you to somebody who did you a special favor and you want to give them something of value. This certainly is value that keeps on giving at a nominal price of $20. So, yes, I'm hawking it because, again, to provide the services that we provide, we do need your help. And I especially like this fundraiser because not only are you helping us, but again, you're getting a reward from it as well. So the I Support 100 and Helpline Community Discount Card, 12 restaurants offering discounts, and you can get it for $20. Just call Helpline at 908-782-4357. So I want to, again, segue a little bit because if I pointed out anything during this show, it is our collaboration with the other organizations in our county to provide a robust, holistic solution to any challenge that is facing one of our residents. And I will tell you, this is very, very important, this collaboration. So I encourage you to find out more about the other nonprofits. If you can't give to Helpline or you feel more engaged by another nonprofit, that's fine. Like I said, we all work together. We don't share the funding, but we share the responsibility to providing assistance to our clients. Go to givehundreden.org. Learn about the other nonprofits in our area, the work that they do, their fundraisers that are coming up that need your assistance, as well as material things, whether it's a laptop, whether it's chairs or what have you. Again, givehundreden.org. I'll see you back here next Friday morning between 10 and 11. And coming up next, please stay tuned to Home Sweet Home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
West Virginia's Democratic Governor Jim Justice, Democrat no more, announcing last night that he's changing his affiliation to Republican. He makes the announcement at President Trump's campaign-style rally in Huntington, after which the president says,
having Big Jim as a Republican is such an honor, I will tell you. Such an honor.
Among the variety of issues the president discussed from the stage at that rally last night, his new interest in a legal immigration reform bill.
He described the recently introduced RAISE Act as a merit-based immigration system. He notes it will favor green card applicants who speak English and have skills that are valuable to the American economy. He added that decisions about who comes into the country should be based on what's best for America and the American people.
That's Mark Mayfield. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.